Dateline Washington. Hello again from the nation's capital. I'm Greg Corumbus. In this edition, I don't like this bill, but I had to vote for it. That was the message of many members of Congress on Friday as they finally passed the $700 billion bailout plan by a vote of 263 to 171. Among those holding their no is Texas Republican Congressman Kevin Brady. He joins us to explain why he had misgivings and why he still voted for the package. Also in this edition of Dateline Washington, grading Sarah Palin, the Republican vice presidential nominee, impressed her fans as well as some critics in her appearance in the debate against Joe Biden on Thursday night. We'll talk about that as well as the campaign ahead when we're joined by Joanne Davidson, the co-chair of the Republican National Committee. Plus, all the latest polling numbers. Fritz Wenzel of Zogby International is with us to talk about just how tight this race is right now and also how the Electoral College map is tilting. And the Capitol steps are here. Joe Biden finally got a little bit of national airtime since Sarah Palin has sucked all the oxygen out of the vice presidential race. We'll talk to the Capitol steps and hear their latest number on Senator Biden. But the big story at week's end is the fact that the House of Representatives, after much wrangling and a major defeat of the initial bailout bill on Monday, finally passed the $700 billion piece of legislation.
On this vote, the yeas are 263, the nays are 171. The motion is adopted.
That's Ellen Toucher, who was the speaker pro tem during the vote. She was also the one who had to announce the vote when the bill was defeated on Monday in a different form. President Bush was quick on Friday to praise Congress for getting the work done in a timely fashion.
Thanks to the hard work of members of both parties in both houses, in the spirit of cooperation between Capitol Hill and my administration, we completed this bill in a timely manner.
President Bush says he realizes that millions of Americans are very uneasy about $700 billion of taxpayer money being used for this bailout, but he says there are important taxpayer protections also written into the bill.
The bill also ensures that these new programs are carried out in a way that protects taxpayers, prevents failed executives from receiving windfalls from taxpayers' dollars. It establishes a bipartisan board to oversee the plan's implementation.
He says the bottom line is we had to have this legislation to keep our economy moving.
I know some Americans have concerns about this legislation, especially about the government's role and the bill's cost. As a strong supporter of free enterprise, I believe government intervention should occur only when necessary. In this situation, action is clearly necessary.
No partisan rhetoric on Friday from House Speaker Nancy Pelosi, well, at least not too much. It was her partisan speech on the House floor prior to Monday's vote that was potentially a poison pill in convincing more Republicans to vote against it and setting off a major debate throughout the week on whether or not there would be a final bailout package before the weekend. After the final vote and an easy victory on Friday, Speaker Pelosi says the next thing on her to-do list with regard to the financial crisis is to promote additional regulatory reform for Wall Street.
But our eye now is to the future, to shine the bright light of accountability on what is happening in our financial markets so that it doesn't happen again. That accountability will tell us how we got to this place and ferret out the abuses.
Pelosi says no more free pass for Wall Street.
Left unregulated and undisciplined and unsupervised, they created chaos. That was then. This is now.
Pelosi admits it's not the perfect piece of legislation, but she says on the short notice and the intensity and the urgency of getting it done, it was a pretty good bill.
We were dealt a bad hand. We made the most of it. I think the American people will benefit from it.
John Boehner is the House Republican leader. He was optimistic before the final vote that it was improved enough to get the votes to pass.
It's been clear the House Republicans have stood on principle, and we've made this bill better. It's a perfect no, but it clearly is better than it was a week ago. Even though I wanted my colleagues to support the bill, it didn't pass, and the bill has gotten better as a result.
But even one member of the House Republican leadership still couldn't vote for it, Thaddeus McCotter of Michigan.
The proposal has not fundamentally been changed. What they have done, however, which I find despicable, is they've told Americans that you will get no tax relief unless you bail out Wall Street.
Mornings later, for now, that's a look at our top stories.